HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and we're ready to go. It's raining out there a little bit. Not much, but it's wet and gross, and I didn't know that was going to happen. I think I woke up to that, not really realizing that it was maybe raining last night.
All day, man.
Yeah, so there you go. Got some rain on you today. Nothing wrong with that. Sorry, we'll take it, because everything is just disgusting everywhere else. And, of course, I read the article yesterday that said AFC Championship game, preparing for Arctic Blast.
Yeah.
That only means one thing. A few bad calls, a couple of drop passes, and the New England Patriots are your AFC champions.
Oh, come on.
It's a 32-27 Patriots over Rams.
I like the bad weather, though. Yeah. Come on, that's fun.
Like it all you want. It's going to screw up everything.
Last-minute field goal and 20 inches of snow. It's good for the win.
Yeah, pretty much you're just going to – it's going to screw up everything.
Or they'll fall like those Bears fans did in Chicago.
That could be. Or there'll be a tuck rule.
That's good times, man.
Patriots thing. Yeah, they sure do. Anyway, what are you going to do?
Chiefs are going to win.
I hope you're right. But the way the stars are aligning, just that one missed call, that one thing,
or is the Patriots call it that one shining moment?
Yeah. That everybody doesn't believe in us moment, but it's like, you know, was that really pass interference, or why were there 14 guys on the field and nobody threw a flag?
Anyway. It's like the Patriots irritate you so much, I think you're going to start cutting yourself or something.
No, they just irritate me. No, I'm not even irritated. I'm resigned. I'm fine with it. I've come to grips with it. I have no problem. Look, irritate me. I'm saying they're the world champions, and I have no issues with it.
Yeah,
who's irritated?
Do.
No, none.
You have issues.
None
with
at all. I'm touting. I'm praising them. They're going to win the Super Bowl again this year. Do I look like bothered by that? No.
You're trying to reverse.
I'm not reversing anything. No, they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm resigned to it. I'm totally fine with it. I accept it now. I now accept it. It used to bother me. I'll admit that, Eric. It's almost like I used to have a problem with it. Now it's like, oh, this is how it works. And if you don't accept it, you're part of the problem.
They've lost plenty of Super Bowl.
They sure have. This year, 32-27, they will beat the Rams. And it will be based on just everything. Everything you can imagine. Calls, freak plays, tip ball, something strange.
I'm going Chiefs Saints.
I hope you're right. You're not, but I hope you're right. As the Patriots, I've already called a few people in Boston and said, what are you going to do for the parade? Are you going or are you going to? Like, what parade? I'm like, come on, buddy. Let's plan it. Mark it down. Plan it out. I hope they get to go to the White House after whoever wins when the Patriots win, because yesterday was
awesome.
Absolutely awesome. The government shutdown has made it so Trump's like, well, I don't have any cooks and whatever. So he bought Clemson just loads and loads of fast food. There were stacks of everything you could
Wendy's,
ever want.
McDonald's, all of it. Burger King, and didn't say pizza.
Multiple things from each place. Like, I'm looking at the stacks, and whoever's job it was to make that look good did a fantastic job.
That
it might have been. He did an amazing job.
It was Melania. And
each one was in a pyramid. Like, I look, there's the filet
on
of
silver
fish
silver platters.
Here's the filet of fish box. They're all in boxes. Here's the Whopper display. Here's the Big Mac display. The double quarter pounder with cheese display. And I'm like, you know what? Knock it out of the yard. That's not a bad idea. I was in college. I've been in heaven wandering in there. It's like, oh, my God. All this fast food is for us? Okay, this is great. That's all we ever
do. I was driving in listening to ESPN radio, and they were saying most college students, that would probably be cool, but then Clemson has a lazy river down the middle of it. And like
Clemson's a little different.
But there are many, many fries.
Yeah, for me.
Many, many, many fries.
For me, like Mace Community College, 1 year at ASU, that would have been happening.
Yeah.
My dad used to yell at me all the time. He's like, you're just going to blow all your money on fast food. I'm like, I think maybe you'd be on. That's true.
All those boosters, can you imagine the spreads they get when they have the big dinners with the
that's
players
why it's
and
almost
stuff?
Better. It's like
they have a lobster farm down there.
Let's keep it real. You're all 19 years old. Who doesn't love the fillet of fish? There's 20 of them in a pile. It's great. I laughed hysterically because the display, like, you didn't just lay it out, like, grab one. It was gorgeous. The pyramids, the perfect shapes. It was just awesome. And it was all these McDonald's, everything. And Clemson went through, and I didn't hear anybody going, well, this is – none of them got bougie. Not one player was like, what?
No caviar. None of them. It's hilarious.
They have a heat lamp, keep them warm.
Yeah, you got to have
that
them under
that.
That
was the thing they were wondering because they took a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
And
I was going to say, that's just sitting there. I don't want to, fast food's been sitting there.
Only would have been better if Trump had the paper hat on. And like that. That's the only thing that would have made the vision better. It was just so funny. And it was like,
Melania.
Oh, my God. Oh, Melania in the paper hat, working the kiosk.
I'm sorry, but we're in a bit of a government mess right here. So at the end, you're going to have to actually pay for it. $3.75 for your fillet of fish, please.
Would have been interesting the other scenario because he said, I talked to Melania and we talked about maybe she would do some salads.
Yeah.
But they changed it up.
Yeah, I don't need that. Just awesome. I looked at that. The vision was absolutely stunning. And it is, it was great because
we're here to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Little Pizza. I mean it. It's got to be their favorite food.
And he's probably right.
And Timothy, many, many
that
fries.
That was actually his advisor, Timothy Burke. But it was, yeah, many fries. It was great American food. It's just, it's everything. It's just, you can't ask for more for, like, the funny aspect than that. It's the most Trumpy-Trump thing I've ever seen, and it was hilarious. Anyway, congratulations, Clemson. What an honor. You get to go see the entire White House, get yourself a free fillet of fish. But then I started to wonder, what do they normally serve the college?
He clarified, too, that... It's on his dime. It's not the.
But don't they have to be careful? Because that one kid got kicked out of Kentucky or whatever because he was getting free sub sandwiches for a little while. That was a while ago, but he was getting Subway for
can
free.
Someone,
and somebody booted him off the team.
Buy him.
Right. Is that a thing? So I started to wonder, what do they normally give these kids? And isn't it sort of like sketchy? Like they can't eat for free ever. They get removed from things for that. I know this is an exception. But.
Yeah, I wonder if it is that. That it falls under that if you're invited to the White House for a ceremony or
a
banquet.
I would hope so. Yeah. I would hope you're allowed to eat at a
we'll
thing.
See.
We'll see. We'll find out. Maybe
death
Sunshine.
Penalty.
Sunshine the quarterback.
Isn't part food. Of their scholarship like a food per diem sometimes?
Yeah, they do. Get they get a stipend.
Yeah. But it's like $8. I was watching a Real Sports on HBO.
$8.
The guy gets like $8 a day. It isn't. The one guy's like, I used to give some of mine away if I didn't eat it. We were literally eating almonds for dinner because I didn't have enough for myself. And plus... They're burning so much. They need like 4,500 calories.
You get 50 a day, man.
Yeah, they need like 4,500 calories a day just to stay alive. And they have like $10. I was like, well, I have to go get.
Outside of their program.
No, that was their per diem. That was what they were getting.
And right, but they provide food for them.
Oh, they give them a little bit. Yeah. But still.
I'm sure the scholarship football players are fine.
They're taken care of. But God forbid they go by and somebody goes, here you go. Hot ham and cheese. Like, oh, man, I really need this. And you didn't like, thanks a lot, buddy. And somebody takes a photo of it, and now you can't go to college anymore because the slaves aren't allowed to eat proper. You can't feed the slaves outside of the slave paperwork.
What'd you get kicked out of college for? Man, hot ham and cheese.
Hot ham and cheese. I was on track being an NFL prospect. Got my ass kicked out of school for hot ham and cheese.
Say what? One hot pocket.
It's because of their love of the game. And their desire to get educated. It has nothing to do with the multi-billion-dollar business of college football. But anyway, enjoy your burgers and fries, because that was hilarious. And I want McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's to take note that when they serve stuff, it needs to be in pyramid shapes and all sorts of gorgeous formations, because that made it look so... Like, I saw that stack of filet of fish, and I'm like, that makes me want to filet of fish, and I don't know why. It was the most awesome advertisement. A pyramid of filet of fish. I haven't had one.
Only time I've seen anything like that is when we did that UFC in New Orleans. Remember they had the beer bottles?
Yes. Right.
Pyramid.
It was awesome.
Our inner hillbilly got
just
all
like,
excited.
Hey, now. I grew up loving stuff like that.
And it was everywhere, and yet people were still doing like six and a half.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tearing it apart. Yeah, it does. It grabs
free beer.
You. Yeah.
Free beer everywhere.
And I think that's universal. I think that could, like as MLK Day approaches, I think that could unite us racially. Like, if it's just a big pyramid of quarter pounders, and I'm like, hold on a second. I know we're disagreeing on a lot here racially. Let me open this door here for a second. And go, you're loving it, right? And then they'd be like, oh, that door would glow. We all love that.
I don't know. Later at night, you might regret that.
Oh, you'll regret it. Sure.
You got a pyramid. Because you can't just eat one.
No,
you got a pyramid
exactly.
In front
if you
of
had
me.
A pyramid of quarter pounders, you're going to look at the other guy later and go, what in the hell were we fighting about? Because I got to take a big greasy poop.
Well, speaking of the
greasy
pyramids,
poops?
Of food, another interesting McDonald's thing, I never knew this, the fry box that the many, many fries come in, There's a ketchup holder in it. Did you know that?
In the fry box?
Yeah, there's a picture of it. It's always been there, but you never use it. It's the
in the large fries of McDonald's.
Yes.
To put a packet in?
You tear a little loop that is a little tear-away that bends back and loops up, and you can put your ketchup in there.
It's a packet, or is it just on top of the thing?
You put the packets on top of it. It's basically, it turns into a little ledge as you eat the fries. So they'll show Toledo.
It just folds down.
Yeah, it folds down.
How does that do anything for you?
Because people wonder, they never put a thing in the ketchup, and someone discovered, oh, that's what this was for the whole time.
You just bend back the top, but the fries are sticking out of that.
You'll see.
I'm still baffled by the whole thing.
It has a little
ledge. Yeah, but that's after you've eaten half of them, Brady.
Well, you got to. Yeah, you don't have to eat half.
Stupid.
Yeah, you do. That whole top end is usually sticking out past that. Yeah. So you just bend back
holding
the top.
Holding up the fries.
Yeah. I guess you have to.
And not you.
That's a reach.
It's an amazing discovery.
That's really a reach.
Brady's all excited.
Brady got excited about this this new food thing.
It's unbelievable.
Really just bending the cardboard back after you got half out.
Is there a picture of this on Brady 98?
Yeah.
Look at this amazing discovery.
No, but there will be.
Everybody knows you use the other side of the hamburger box.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I usually do. I dump the fries in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you can use it for the ketchup and leave the fries in.
That's what I do.
Or you can spend 5 minutes dismantling your fry box.
I've never understood why people take the fry box for granted and dump all the fries into another container.
Just sit it right next to the burger and
put
use
it right
the-
there. And then you got a hole there for whatever you need it for the brown fries. No offense. Yeah. All the ketchup you want to use, everything else, you can salt that side. This is, you know, I know we're not supposed
that's
to say
gonna
this.
That's going
to
spill.
Yeah, set
borderline
road.
Retarded. You're going to make
so
a mess.
So you can have it, you know, drive with those.
Great idea.
Big old thing,
drive
fries and
drive and
drive and fry.
You can dip. You need to be doing that.
Yeah, that doesn't look that ketchup's going to go everywhere.
It also doesn't look intentional. It looks like somebody just bent back the fry box and said, "Look, you can stick it here."
First comment says, "Is that to accidentally catapult ketchup all over
exactly.
your nice clean
exactly.
shirt?"
Terrible, terrible idea. I don't think that McDonald's
try it out today.
Don't do it. Like Eric said, use the other half of the box. That's why it's there. That's why they build them that way.
Yeah. Perfect.
It is perfect, and it doesn't seep through. It's perfect.
Blocks it in because the little ledges on
even
the side.
If you're one of those weirdos that gets the single cheeseburger, it comes in paper. That's what the paper's for.
Right, and you got extra paper.
Yeah.
They give you all
they
that extra
loads
paper.
Of it. Yeah, you get like way too much for just one burger, and then you just cover that in ketchup squishings. Anyway, Brady, your plan has been shot down. We hate your new...
Don't push your new,
new discovery. The new discovery. First, we landed on the moon. Then, cancer treatments.
I don't think we've cured that.
Anyway, ketchup on French fry boxes. But you got to eat the first half of the French fries.
Yeah, my fries, they're always to the edge. If I were to fold that back, all the
all
the top fries
oozing
would fall
over.
Out. That's too much. Many, many fries. That's all I need. Anyway, congratulations, Clemson. I know it means a lot to you, slaves, to have done this for a university for free, to get to go to the White House for some free McDonald's. It's all seemingly worth it to risk your knees and your futures for everyone else's money. God, it's brutal. I was watching that stuff the other day, and those kids were walking through there, and I'm like, every one of them has to come back because of the new rules that have age restrictions on when you can leave and all this stuff, and they're forcing them now to remain indentured servants to college for another year. That quarterback for Clemson, maybe he needs another year, but he could have come out.
Oh, he's like a baby, man.
Yeah, he's a true freshman, but still, I mean,
no babies allowed.
The poise and there are teams that would be like, well, he's a project, we'll take him low, and he would have gone this year. Now,
yeah,
you know, next year he goes out there, and let's say he is that good, and somebody blows his knee up for free.
Football's a little different, man.
Free. That's all I'm saying. I think he needs it.
Would you trust him to quarterback the Pittsburgh
not
Steelers?
Not right now. Like, no, but I would definitely take a flyer on the kid right now.
Sure, but...
And I would rather do it now that he got out scot-free than next year when he's got to wear a knee brace for the next two because he played free football.
There's always that.
Free football sucks. Yeah, but at least he gets some money out of it if he's a pro. You go get free... Ask all these guys that got blown up in college and are like, well, my career kind of ended my junior year. How did the college treat you after? They didn't. No health care. No money, no we're sorrys. You're just, you got your education.
The Bears drafted Eddie Jackson. He broke his leg at Alabama, and they got him in the third round. And he's still, like, now he's an all-pro.
That's great. I'm not saying it's everybody. I'm not saying it's everybody.
And not everybody's blown out and forgotten about.
I wouldn't. Oh, they're forgotten about by the college. The college isn't allowed to give him anything. So you can, and then one guy he was on Real Sports, too. And he went out and he said, they even dumped me off my scholarship because I couldn't play because he broke his knee and his playing days were done. They're like, we're not playing football.
But there's guys that have left college too early.
And oh, sure.
Maurice
sure.
Claret again comes to mind.
Yeah. Sure.
Well,
but then that was a whole lot different.
But he wasn't even mature enough to.
No.
Like,
and that's a different subject. I'm talking about
but
why
his skills weren't.
Look, if you were a guy who everybody's like, okay, you got one more year, keep your fingers crossed that you don't get hurt because you're going in the draft. You have another year like you did just now. It's just because you're 18 is that we can't do it now. And he's got it together. And you are forced to play for free. That's not right.
That big giant quarterback at Ohio State, he left way early.
Cardale Jones, but again.
Well, no, he stayed another year.
Yeah,
but he was still
he
like
really
a sophomore.
Should have gone out
he,
earlier.
He should have left the first year because teams were going to draft him in the top 10.
But they said, money. Hey, stay in there and we'll trade it off between you and Barrett.
I'm not saying it makes everybody great. I'm saying it's not right to make people work for free just because of your rule.
That.
That's all. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to pan out. But if you're sitting there saying, hey, we would take you, you would get paid, and you would have benefits later because of it, but you're not allowed, so go play for free for a thing that makes millions of dollars on your arm and leg.
I just never liked, like basketball does that. They draft these 17-year-olds.
Yeah, they're not allowed to do it anymore either.
Right.
But like Bosa
and it
for
takes
Ohio
forever
State,
for him to be worth a damn. Yeah.
Ohio State's that Bosa kid got dinged up, and he could have come back. And he's like, no, I'm declaring in the middle of my year that I'm not coming back to college football. I'm not going to play for free anymore because I already know I'm getting picked. And if this goes south twice, I lose tons of money because I'm going to fall in the draft. I might not be able to play again.
And there's a chance you come back too early.
And you blow
not
it
full
up.
Rehabbing.
Yeah. Not worth it. Ain't nothing's good for free, I'll tell you that.
But on the other side, I know plenty of people that played football and they say they weren't ready for the next level.
Sure.
It did open the doors for them a lot in the business world. I mean, there's plenty of guys that
you're still doing it for
program
free.
And
yeah. That's great. I'm glad it opened doors, and there's plenty who don't. So the free, that's all I'm talking about. I'm glad a few people are like, golly, I made the most of it. You still played for free. You would never get into the business world, and the guy goes, hey,
you got a free education.
Yeah, how about that? You like it here, right? It's great. Trip comes in and goes, hey, what an opportunity for you to get a better job somewhere else. You're going to do this for free for 2 years. You have to.
Yeah.
Would you? No.
No.
You wouldn't, because you don't work for free. And they're making them work. Yeah, college football
well,
is
there's,
a disaster.
It's a little more to it.
No, there isn't. Mm. No, there's not. There's not a little more to it. They lie and say there's more to it because their education. Most of them don't get anything to do with their education.
That's the kid that's carrying a $200,000 student loan.
Exactly. Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
I mean, college
which
is a mess.
Which would be tougher.
Well,
talking
about all of athletics.
Yeah, I'm not talking about. Yeah. All of college is a mess. But I stare at that and I'm just like, man, that's got to change. So bad. Put your life on line. Risk it all. And now, what do they do to combat the fact that the players actually have come back and said, hey, I don't like that you're selling my jersey and making money off me. Fine. We'll have one number we don't use for the team at all, and we'll sell that. F you guys. More money for us. It's like, wow. That's unbelievable. So now they just have a jersey for fans. Anything they can do to screw those kids, they do it. Slavery. Congratulations, Clemson. I hope the McDonald's burgers from the president don't get you kicked out of school because all your rules are against you. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. Start off this rainy Tuesday morning. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.